Oh, hi. Is this Christina?
Yes.
Hi there, Christina. This is Joe Wilson speaking. We had a talk earlier over the conversation over text, and my sincere apology, I wasn't able to get back to you on that as I was caught in a big meeting. So you might have talked to David.
All right.
I suppose.
He called me, but I know that he and I have talked a great number of times, and we still can't seem to get things the way they're supposed to be. So
mm-hmm.
I insisted on talking to you because,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
I'm
all right. Just give me a minute.
I'm
let
speechless.
Me just open.
I'm out of words. I mean, yeah.
All right,
I already sent you a text to basically let you know when you look at the web page, when you open it up. Prior to today, I had let David know a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, about the appointment button and the
mm-hmm.
learn more button. About 2.5 weeks ago, I told him, I said, you can click them, but they take you nowhere. And then I explained if you scroll all the way to the bottom to the appointment form, there was an emergency form that you filled out and a regular appointment. And I explained to him that I know that the original template was for a hospital or for a doctor's office. That was the original template used. And so we've gone back and forth over, you know, the time that it was being built. I kept finding little things that reflected the doctor's office. And so I would periodically, I'd say, make sure you take this heart off or whatever. Well, the last thing that I saw was, again, the two make an appointment or whatever, the make an appointment and learn more. That didn't work, but the form still said emergency, and it allowed people to fill out an emergency form. So I told him that. We spoke about it, and maybe twice. And then last week I received an email. I was out of town. I was doing a lot of traveling, and he followed up with a text, David did, and said that everything was done. So yesterday I'm in a meeting with someone, and we're talking about doing business together, and I sent her to my website, and none of the things that he said were done were done. So then that's when I reached back out to him. I texted him and said, nothing is done. Everything is still problematic. And then you texted me. And so I did cancel my 4 o'clock. I pulled over. I looked at the website, and I noticed, as I put in my text, that when you click the make an appointment button, now it takes you to a parent course page. There's nothing on there that you can fill out to make an appointment. It just takes you to a place that has nothing to do with making an appointment. The learn more, even though to me, the learn more button should be the button that takes you to the library of videos. That's just me. Right now, it takes you to a page about me. I don't hate it, but if a person's trying to learn more, I would think that that would go to the library, of the video library. And then when you scroll down and you see the make an appointment, it's exactly the same. It says emergency.
So you wanna? All right. Okay. So what I'll do for you is I'll just go ahead and remove the emergency one. Okay. I wasn't aware of it, but let me just go ahead and take care of it for you because what I do usually is I keep myself very transparent with my clients. All right. If I'm being transparent, if I'm being upfront and being blunt, all right, so that's how I work. All right. So if you want my the emergency thing to go away, it will be gone away. All right. There will be no any kind of emergency thing coming up for you.
Well, what I want is, and when you see the form, I don't want emergency to be reflected. I do want a person to still make an appointment. What I really want, and what I've been talking with David about, and what I keep being told it works. Even today, I was told it was fixed. And it's not so.
All right.
I really want for a person to be able to click, make an appointment, and it takes them to the form, and they can make an appointment.
Absolutely.
I really want for the learn more, for that button, I really want that button to link people to the video library. And what I really, really want is for that form not to have any emergency words around it. That's what I really want.
Absolutely.
And one thing that I can say is the transition, if I knew how to get rid of it, I would. I did mention this to David. It wasn't a priority, especially compared to the other things that I just mentioned. But, again, the template was a hospital or a doctor's office. Now, when a person, when you click through.
Yes, yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
When you click through from page to page on my website, you'll see it has a pumping heart, which, again, reflects the template.
Well,
and, I mean,
that
I've
is,
gone back and forth with David.
Well, that
I've
is,
gone
uh,
back and forth with David so many times until I didn't even, I just didn't want to fight that battle, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just to let you know that this is not a template. All right, this is all a custom-based website, and that is a loader, all right? That's called a loader that we put up on the website, all right, so people can see and view what the
So the loader, okay, so the loader, if the heart was in the color of yellow, it would at least look like my website. Right now, when I see that loader page and the pumping heart,
mm-hmm.
and then you add to that the emergency, and all of the other things that I've had to tell David, please take that down. Please take that down. It just reminds me that the original site was for doctors.
No,
and like I said, the
designed.
Only reason why I didn't.
Absolutely, you're right.
I'm
you're
sorry?
Right. Yeah, you're right. Right, please go ahead.
So those are the things that I have repeatedly said, but I've been saying this since the fall.
Well,
and I haven't been able to get them fixed.
Well,
all of them, well, please. I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, Christina, you have been handed over to me, all right? And I make sure that, like I did, helped you out before, all right, that your website was down and I took it up, all right? And I'll help you out as much as possible until you are satisfied with the work that I do, all right? I have helped you out before with the website. Your website was down throughout, all right, but I helped you up. I contacted Google. I was like, okay, well, this website doesn't have an SSL. There you go. All right, get it up and running. Now your website is up and running.
Well, on that note, I have a question. I received something from Google, an email from Google about my website. They were saying that my website was not connected to Google and that I needed to call and set up an account. A Google account?
Of course. All right, that you're talking about.
I don't understand that.
All right, okay. Well, what happens is that once a website is ready, all right, it's on the client, all right, what my client wants, all right, like what kind of things they want to do after the website has been created, because we are hired to go ahead and create the website. The website submission over to Google, all right, that's another thing that we do for some of our clients, all right, like, it's called Google My Business. If someone searches Dr. Christina, go ahead and search. If you have your phone at the moment, all right, I want you to go ahead and search Logan Paul or any other. Just go ahead and search Logan Paul over it. All right. So you'll
well,
be able
first,
to.
I can't do that. Wait a minute. I can't do that at the moment because I'm still driving.
Okay,
so,
well, let me.
I know what you're talking about. I know that when I type in drchristinachristianllc.com, I have that, and it pulls up. What
no,
I'm
no,
thinking
I'm not talking
is.
About,
I'm
not talking about the .com. Just you type in Dr. Christina, all right, Christian, all right. Google should show your photo and your website on the top. Right, but it's not showing at the moment. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure. Yeah, what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about.
You're talking about you type in all of the
my Google, when I type, what I'm talking about is I received an email from Google,
mm-hmm.
and they said that my webpage. And Google, I don't have a Google account connected to that my Google account is no longer connected to my website, or and I can, whenever I'm stable, I can look it up and take a picture of it, a screenshot of it, and send it to you. But this is something that I'm getting, and I don't know why I'm getting this, because I thought
because
whenever...
Because the website is there.
I know I paid $300, huh?
Well, absolutely. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry to cut you off. My apologies.
So what I don't understand is when I paid, whenever there was some issues with Google, and I paid $300-something dollars, now I'm hearing from Google, and there's an issue with Google. So I'm wondering...
It's letting you know.
What the problem is.
The problem is, first, all right, they changed the algorithms, all right, the security stuff, and if the website doesn't have any kind of security, or the website is not, the security is not that good, all right, they need to update it, otherwise the website's still going to be down, all right? We fixed that, all right? We got the SSL updated, we got everything for you, all right? Now we have the affiliation with Google for the certification for your website, but now you might be getting, like, a website, all right, is not affiliated, it's not submitted over to Google, all right? Like, why? Like, website is developed, but it's not submitted to Google, all right? Once the website gets submitted, that's called the search engine submission, all right, in which website gets submitted over to Google and it's indexed on any kind of number, like it might be on the 10th page of Google, 11th, but at least it is indexed. All right, and once it's indexed, then we have to perform an SEO so your website gets on the top ranking of the website, of the Google. Like if anyone types in Dr. Christina Christian, your website and
yes, I've had that done. I've had that part done. If you type in Dr. Christina Christian LLC.com, you'll see. I've had that part done. What I am concerned about. I've done the SEO. What I'm concerned about right now is I don't understand what I need to do to make sure that the new website, because when I went through the SEO, it was with my old website, which was
yes.
Dr. Christina Christian LLC.com. But now I've had it rebuilt, and I'm finding that now that I've had it rebuilt, and I no longer have
website.
It with the other place, domain.com, I'm having mm-hmm. issues now. And so I'm wondering, how can I, Christina Christian, who is talking to you, how can I make that connection? So
absolutely.
That
well, that is
I don't
what
have
I'm
any problems
you because,
with that.
Absolutely, ma'am. Well, the old website, all right, was connected over to it, but the new website needs to be connected again. All right. So the website
well, how
and
do
the
I
SEO.
Do that?
Well, that's what my team will do for you. All right. And the SEO
yeah,
needs
at
to be happening again.
But I don't. Please, I'm not doing that again. That was
yes,
almost $1,000. I'm not.
No,
so,
I'm not going to go
well,
in and charge you any kind of
$1,000.
I'm not going to charge
I'm
you.
I'm not.
Absolutely.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to hear me. Please
absolutely.
Hear me with your ears and your heart.
Absolutely.
I have been working with David since the fall, and I've had the same problems, and we're now in the middle of April. And one thing that was consistent with David was he kept trying to sell me on new stuff, and I kept saying, David, you haven't fixed the old stuff. So you have to understand my position. When you talk to me about working more with you guys, when I respectfully say, I have been trying to get the same problems fixed for months. So it's very hard. It's
absolutely.
Very hard. And like I said, please hear me. Clearly, would you
absolutely.
Do more business with someone if you've had months where you've been trying to get the little things fixed? Would you do it? Be honest.
Absolutely no.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's my
you're
problem.
Right. You're right. Well, all right. Well, your project has been handed over to me. All right. I do have 209 clients with me. Why do I have 209 clients? I'm just letting you know. All right, because I keep my clients on my priority list. I make sure that whatever the work that I'm doing, they're satisfied with the work that I do. All right, and then I take them forward. Like, hey, this has been done. Now we need to go ahead and do this. All right, so my clients view it. I go on a call with them. Like, hey, just go ahead. I'm on the call with you. Just go ahead and view the website. You think everything, and if anything needs any kind of correction, I'll just go ahead and fix it right away for you. So they are satisfied. And trust me, Christina, but the way you're talking right now, all right, that's how exactly I cater my client. Like, hey, all right, so okay, so this needs to be fixed. Let me just go ahead and mark it out, and I'll just go ahead and get it fixed. All right, I know your frustration level. I know the anger level that you are, right? I understand that, right? Because I do understand, because I deal with all of the clients on a daily basis, all right?
Okay.
I know.
Well, let me say this, because I'm going to pull over and I have to go, but because I can't talk much longer. Right now, you and I just started talking, and you cannot think or convince me to make any decision to move forward. I'm already in a 3-year relationship with you, and I'm trying to figure out how I can break that, because I'm frustrated. Now, you and I will work together moving forward, and if our work together moving forward is as seamless as you say, then we can talk about future investments. But right now, I have months of experiences that say don't do another thing with this company. That's my experience.
What if I?
So hopefully it'll change.
Well, what if I tell you?
There's nothing you can tell. Please save it. I need action right now. Right now, I just need to see where things are getting done. And you, I promise you, you wouldn't even have to sell me on it. I'll call you and ask you. When I see that things are actually functioning, that the things that I've been asking to be done for months, when I see that they're done, I promise you, I'll call you. But right now, there is nothing that you can say.
Well, absolutely.
To undo months.
Well, what if?
And I'm still paying down bills. I'm still paying down bills from having invested in you. I'm still paying it. And so, for real.
All right. What
still
if
paying
I, what,
because I exhausted I every area that I could to get this put up.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right, Christine. All right. What if I tell you that the work that you're telling me, all right, the emergency button and the learn more should redirect over to the video library, all right, and so I'll just go ahead and take care of that stuff for you, all right, and
great.
We need to go ahead and get
it.
And what if I get it done within 24 hours of time?
Well, that thank you, that's all I can say, thank you. I don't know what else you would want me to say other than
thank you, because I've been waiting
for it, and David has been promising me for months, so I would say thank you, and I'm grateful.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll just get this both of the things done for you at, on a priority basis. All right. And when will you be free to give me a call, or I can give you a call, afternoon or at 5 or 4?
Is there any reason? Is there anything that we need to talk about?
Yes.
I mean, if I see with the website talk about what?
Talk about the GMB, because the Google My Business needs to be done, or else.
Right now. I will call right now. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to contact Google myself, and I'm going to ask them questions, because I do have questions. But right now, I can tell you, unless Google tells me something that I can't do that requires me to call you, I don't want to talk about that, because this is the point of my frustration. David has treated me the same way that you are.
Well,
David would talk to me about problems.
Mm-hmm.
He would stop and think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are talking about issues that I've been trying to have addressed for months, and in the same conversation, you're trying to get me to move forward. How fair is that?
Absolutely.
Even after you said that you wouldn't do it. Yes.
Please don't
disrespect me and ask me when we'll talk again. Thank you for taking me on as a priority.
If you can give me a chance, what do you think? Like, people don't deserve a second chance or a first chance? What do you think about it?
You know what? Now I'm getting really frustrated. Now we're going to have to get off the phone, because
I do understand. I do understand that David did
You can't
wrong.
Say I understand right, and turn
ahead.
Back around and say,
Absolutely.
But I appreciate you.
I will
appreciate
take care
you.
Of the things for you. Okay?
Thank you for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, take
Have
care
a good
of yourself.
Day.
You too. All right. Well, take care.
You too.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.